I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Dennis, yesterday President Obama hosted what was called a demo day at the White House, where he expressed new commitments to those underrepresented in entrepreneurship, like women and people of color. Well, here in Atlanta, we know about tech startups, which are emerging more and more with young entrepreneurs, and they're working towards owning their own business. Well, two Atlanta teens, Jordan Williams and Brandon Iverson, are among that group of emerging business owners. Now, what were you doing at the age of 10, Dennis?
I was probably trying to figure out if I still was tying my shoes correctly.
Well, at the age of 10, they started their first company. Now they're at the ripe old age of 17, and they have a brand. They have a new brand called Young Moguls, and they join us in our studio. Guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
I'm looking at your shirt. Your shirt is Mogul on it. Let's start from the beginning. Okay, you started at the age of 10?
That's right.
How did this come about?
Well, we always say that we followed our parents' example. We grew up in an entrepreneurial household, so we always saw our parents starting businesses, things like that. So when we were 10 years old, actually, our first business was called Kids Toys, Inc. And basically what we did is we sort of went around our house, found our old toys and games, things like that. We put them on a website and sold it to our friends at school, at church, things like that. And that was our first official business venture.
At the age of 10.
The age of 10.
Wow. I feel so lazy. So you're 17 now.
Yes.
And you've sort of moved into the clothing line here.
Right.
Tell me about how Young Moguls came about.
All right. So in the summer of 2014, me and Jordan came together and we wanted to start a clothing line. And it was called Young Moguls Brand. And so basically with Young Moguls Brand, we're promoting positivity, entrepreneurship for teens and how they can start their own business. But at the same time, the clothes are trendy, urban, and appeals to the teen generation while at the same time promoting teen entrepreneurship.
Yeah, but Jordan, he just said that you grew up in an entrepreneurial
right.
household. So you guys had a little foundation to start with. A lot of kids don't have that. And you were talking a moment ago about literacy, financial literacy, entrepreneurial literacy. So how do you help folks who don't have the foundation that you have, but kids who really want to say, hey, I want to do something I love and make money at it.
Right. Well, before Young Moguls Brand, we had a company called Making Money for Teens. And basically, that was a teen financial education company that we started because, like Brandon said, we didn't feel like teens our age were getting the financial education that they need in schools. Because, you know, at our age, we have a few maybe accounting classes, things like that, but there's no class that I've taken in high school that's really teaching you how to manage your money correctly. And that's very important because that's a lesson you're going to need all throughout life, through college, things like that. So we started Making Money for Teens. We made a CD series, a book series that taught teens on topics like investing, starting their own businesses, leadership, things of that nature.
Now, Brandon, where do you start with somebody who not only may not have kind of the education that you had in financial things, but may not even have a lot of money and doesn't even know where to start, doesn't know, you know, something as basic as balancing a checkbook, something like that. Where do you start to get them into the idea of, you know, I can make it at this?
Right. So we always tell teens that are interested in starting their own business that to really start a business, you want to base it off of your passion and what you're good at and what your talent is, because that really makes it worthwhile. When me and Jordan started Kids Toys, Inc., we were obviously into, you know, toys, shoes, and things like that. So we wanted to base a business off of that. And with Kids Toys, Inc., we did that. We sold toys and games online, and we were able to use our strength to make the best business possible. So with teens who are interested in starting their own business, then they should find what they're good at, find their passion, and try to, you know, work a business around that passion.
Now, as with any startup, and you all are very young, and with any startup, you know, you may have a different approach to a strategy, to marketing. And your co-business owners, how do you all work between each other to make sure that, you know, you stay on the same page and that, you know, Brandon doesn't say, hey, you know what, I have this idea and this is the way we're going to do it. And Jordan says, well, no, we're going to do it my way. How do you guys work that out?
Well, first of all, Brandon and I have had a great relationship just as friends. We've known each other pretty much our whole lives, going to school together, playing basketball together, things like that. So we have a good chemistry when we work together. And as far as working together in business, I think it's all about compromise sometimes and communication also. You know, we have to sort of work off each other. Nobody is, you know, none of us is like our view is the right view. Mm-hmm. I don't always say we have to do it this way. We listen to each other's ideas and we work off each other.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Atlanta teens Jordan Williams and Brandon Iverson about their business, The Young Moguls, and the importance of financial education for teens. And I want to address something, gentlemen, because you guys are young men of color, and we all know what's happening right now in the state of the nation in terms of policing in communities of color and all of the sort of issues. How important is it that you all can get your message out about what you're doing to your peers, and particularly to African-American young boys?
Well, I think it's very important, especially since, as you mentioned before, me and Jordan are men of color. And when we're doing speaking engagements to schools, organizations, we're really trying to help inspire, not just black African-Americans, but teens in general, that you can be independent now. You can follow your dream, follow your passion, because this world that we're living in now is becoming very negative, very going into darkness with what's going on with the police and things like that. And so basically me and Jordan want to be able to inspire teens to be able to go out, follow their dream, and be able to have a voice in the community.
What do you tell them? I mean, you guys have your own language sometimes because you're teenagers. Let's just be clear. You have your own language, and that's great. But, do they talk to you about, do they say, well, yeah, you guys had something and I didn't. And Dennis kind of hit on this, but tell me some personal stories in terms of, when y'all are talking in private, when they say, well, look, man, this is where I'm coming from. I might be in a distressed neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I might come from a poor community. So you may not, they may say to you, how can you understand where I'm coming from?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that Brandon and I have the ability to relate to other teens in a special way that most adult entrepreneurs can't, since we're so young ourselves. So I think that we always say that a lot of times in society, you're not always going to be handed what you want in life. So you have to go make your own opportunities. And Brandon and I have experienced that ourselves. Our parents have always supported us, but they also made us do things ourselves. They made us come up with the money ourselves and raise money for our businesses and things like that. So, that's how we inspire other teens, because we feel the same way, being doubted, being had to create our own opportunities.
Yeah, did you ever, and let me pick up on that, Brandon, did you ever feel that, let's say you had to go to the bank for a loan, did you ever feel like they were looking at you in any sort of way differently than they would from someone else because you're as young as you were and because you were a young man of color?
Yeah, that's an important thing that we tell teens, because that was one of the problems that we actually faced when we were starting our business. People thought we were too young. We would go up on stage 10, 11 years old with high voices and things like that. And people wouldn't really take us seriously when we're talking about financial literacy. But we had to basically create our own top opportunity. So like you said, with a bank loan, if we weren't able to get a loan, or if we weren't able to get the money, then we would just create our own opportunity, whether it was—
How would you do that?
Whether it would be creating a side job. Let's say you create a lawn care service and you just— any kind of side business that you can find around the house to just make some extra money for your main business, which
was crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding.
I was going there because you have a whole new venue that a lot of people who might be a generation older never had.
Exactly.
So do you use that, and does it work?
That's been the whole thing for us. I mean, I think the internet, now that that's here, it allows a lot of more opportunities for entrepreneurs like us. Age is not a limit anymore. You can start at whichever age, really.
Is there a part of this, you all, that you enjoy most? I mean, social media is big, obviously.
Definitely.
How much do you use social media? And what's the most fun you're having your own businesses at? Well, first of all, you started when you were 10, but having your own business at this age and being very successful at it.
I think the most exciting part is being able to create a movement with what we're doing. With Young Moguls Brand, we're able to connect with people, especially teens, on a personal level through Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and they're able to follow what we're doing and be inspired to do kind of the same things but with their own passion. So I think the most exciting part is being able to connect with people and create a movement and see people wear our clothing and be able to support what we're doing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that the movement has been fun to watch, seeing, all of our friends, even people we don't know in other areas of the country, join onto this movement and feel a part of it.
Let's talk about your clothing line. You're wearing your Mogul t-shirt, and you've got,
Yeah, this is called our Global Mogul t-shirt, and it has a lot of different languages. In the middle, it says Mogul, but all the languages say Mogul. And so the concept for it is that, moguls go everywhere. It's not just in the States, but it transcends all across the world.
Let me pick up on that for a second, because obviously if you're talking about clothing, this is a world where trends change on a dime or even less. So Brandon, how do you, when you're putting your business together and you're saying, okay, we want to sustain this, what kinds of decisions you have to make as young entrepreneurs to keep yourselves current as you get older, because sooner or later that'll happen to you.
Right. Definitely. We have to be able to adapt to the market. I think that's very important when you're creating a business, continuing adapting, because fashion is always changing month by month. There's always a new crazy trend that's out there, and we have to be able to adapt to that. But at the same time, me and
Jordan, how do you know when to make a move and when not to?
I think it's all on instinct. You know, you see what people, we see what our target market likes, and we sort of have to adjust on the fly, really.
So in other words, you are not going to bring back parachute pants. Correct.
You never know. Some things come back, like the bucket hats, things like that. They come back, so it just might come back.
Oh.
Let me ask one quick question, and this, because this talks about dreams and so forth. It gives you, you guys have been doing this since you were little kids. Let's say you get to the point where you make maybe not as much money as Bill Gates has, but let's say you become really, really successful. You have lots of money. The idea that one of the ideas that Bill Gates has done is to say, I want people who've been really successful to invest in various things for the rest of society. Have you thought about that? Like, what if we really take off to the point where we want to make a difference in the world we live in?
Definitely. We want to be able to, once we get to that level that we dream of getting to, we want to be able to give back to our community that has helped us get to where we want to go. And I think that's very important, because they're the people that are backing you right now. So me and Jordan are definitely, you know, once we get to that level of success, whether it be millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it may be, we want to be able to kind of help the community. And again, we want to be able to create workshops for teens all across the country so that they can have their own financial education.
And you all are, school is starting. You guys aren't skipping school today, are you?
Of course
no.
not.
School's starting soon. You'll be seniors. So how do you balance school work? It's your last year of high school and college in the works. Would you all be able to continue this beyond your high school years?
Yeah, we hope to continue it in college. And not only that, but we hope to learn more things to sort of expand the brand. And as far as managing time, that's something we've had to do ever since we were 10 years old, managing sports, school, things like that. So we just prioritize.
Yeah, basically what Jordan said, basically managing our priorities. We've been doing that at a young age. So say our friends want us to go to the movies or, you know, hang out with them. Sometimes we had to, you know, finish our schoolwork or, you know, we had basketball practice and things like that. Or we had to, you know, work on our business. So we had to basically manage our priorities, our number one things, before we could do anything else.
And as we wrap up this interview, guys, and this is probably the most important question, you mentioned basketball. Who's got the better jumper?
I know Brandon's going to say he does, but if you want the honest answer,
yes,
it's Jordan.
I want the honest answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you have video proof of that?
Oh, you can check out my highlights on that.
What's your last message to anyone out there listening that says, you know what, I think my child, my student needs to hear this? What's the number one message you want to make sure people got out of today's segment?
My message is to not be afraid to chase your dream and to know that opportunities aren't going to always be there for you, but you have to go out there and make the best of them.
Kind of like what Jordan said, basically, if you want to be able to start your own business or you want to start a movement yourself, it takes commitment and hard work. A lot of things that I see with teens, they want to one day be this, and the next day they want to do this. Well, with business, you have to be committed and have a level of hard work. And once you exhibit those qualities, then the sky's the limit.
Jordan Williams, Brandon Iverson, they have their own business, the Young Moguls. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in and taking the time. Good luck with this, your senior year.
Thank you.
Yeah,
best of luck to you.